for global peace and the activism without any borders. Búsqueda de la paz global, en el caso de activismo sin fronteras. Thank you. 5 minutes you have, sir.
Okay. Greetings. How are you guys doing?
Well.
I know we're a little bit tired, but we've had the energy from our sisters. I think that brought us back to life, ready to digest. Yeah, my name is Guy Joken. I was born in Cameroon, even though I've been in the U.S. almost 30 years. A very active, well known for my human rights, civil rights work across the globe. But I would like to start today again. We are lucky today to have highest queen, the Zulu. I still remember when I was talking about Shaka and the Zulu and the pride. These are some of the things that help me become an activist. We have a high queen from Burkina Faso, High Queen Aminata. And then we also have a queen from Nigeria, living in UK. So I want to say thank you, Your Excellencies. Yes, in the interest of time, I would like to speak, but also, more importantly, my new best friend forever, my best buddy, the Senator Linda from Eswatini, and some still know the country as Swaziland. Okay, she's very, please give her a round of, give all of them a round of applause, please. A lady that I've studied, Margaret Mier, once said, "Never doubt that a small group of committed and dedicated citizens can change the world." And I want us to really ponder on that. A small group of committed and dedicated citizens can change the world, because that's how the world has been changed in this little time. I'm saying that to say thank you to my brother, because for me, this group here, it actually can deliver more than what a decade for political dissent have delivered. I was in the United Nations when there was a lot of hope about what the decade for political dissent was going to bring to us. Yes, there were some few things that have changed, but we are still where we were, almost 10 years ago. There was some progress done, but for me, among all the things that could come out of this is the networking opportunities given to us right now. In the U.S., last 2 years, I've organized, during the month of women, which is March, that we know, usually the biggest program at the United Nations CSW. I don't know how many of you have attended CSW, but I hope to see all of you there this year. Why? Because on the 20th and 21st of March of 2026, my organization will be organizing the third annual celebration for Africa Women Month in the United States. This will be in the Washington, D.C. Okay, so I hope you will be attending. I'll be reaching out to my brother, who is going to be an official partner, because I want you to take care of all this group here. And I hope to see you in New York first, and then Washington, D.C. in March of next year. Because we, together, we have the responsibility of changing Africa. When the Queen was talking about one dance tell the whole story, I was really touched by that. Because what we have done to the world, what we have given to the world, is beyond any imagination. Our children still don't know that. They still, we are here to learn from the white people and this and history. They don't know about what happened in Egypt. Yes, our future is the future, as someone said. Our future was the past again. We are all these amazing people that helped create in Egypt. Pythagoras, all these people came to Egypt to learn. I think it's our responsibility right now to make sure that we don't miss the next decade. We can organize. Why can't we do Tony or all this amazing award that we have for people of African descent? When they used to come and seal us in Africa, they want to be on Latin America, they were direct lines. It was so short for them. But now it's almost impossible for young black Colombian or Brazilian to connect with Africa. But we can change that. So I won't be long, but the most important message I want to say, I am here to work with every single one of you. I've been living in the United States for almost 30 years. I used to make so fun of politicians, I like to say this, because you just ask me, what is your job? What do you do? I say, and I'm a repenting troublemaker. For those who know Congressman John Lewis, yes, who was with Dr. King, I almost died. We have to be ready for trouble, good trouble, unrepentant. And let's work together, my brother and sister. I won't be long, we'll be here back here this evening. Just like UN and everything else, sometimes most of the things that happen and change the world happen between meetings, not when we are speaking big, giving big speeches. Let's connect with each other and make sure that one day, you say, Cleveland brought us
together.
In that small island, which is across, just a few miles across from Africa, and we had a new rebirth and a change that's going to make the next generation of our people something that our children are going to be proud of. Thank you very much.